which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is lying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Dominic! Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress. Bachelor in Paradise, what is that?
I don't know, my wife was watching it. I guess Bachelor in Paradise is where all the former Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants get together on an island, and then they try to, like, fuck each other.
Oh, nice.
And supposedly, allegedly...
Yeah, it sounds like one of those very intellectually stimulating shows that I catch a lot of women watching.
Yeah. Yeah, you it's know. Like, it's real, real heavy stuff.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it sounds it, you know? Is it now, is it more, you know, worthwhile than, say, like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, or is it not quite there?
I don't know. I've seen maybe 10 minutes of a whole season of Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen zero minutes.
How deep it is?
Yeah. I know how deep they want it.
Oh!
All deep. Anyway. The one kind of amusing thing is that... on this season, there's apparently twins.
Dudes or chicks?
Chicks.
Okay.
So, that's kind of hot.
Why?
No, it's,
I mean, are they going to have, like, a threesome?
Probably not.
Oh. Because, I mean, I've seen some stuff online.
It's funny because there's guys that I guess still can't tell them apart.
That would be me.
So they're like, we're not going to date him if he can't tell us apart. So.
Wait, are they like a package?
No.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure, like you said, we're not going to date him. So I thought like maybe.
Like neither one. Thing? No, neither one is going to date him.
Okay.
I meant it like that.
Oh, all right. I gotcha. Okay, yeah. So this isn't some woman thing.
No.
I
don't know.
So instead of on an island, they're in, like, Salt Lake City.
No, it's not. It's not like that.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. No. Other than that, though, I guess I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, same old.
What's new? What's the haps?
Meh, nothing. Same.
Anything new at work or anything else? Or
yeah, they changed my team around, but nothing like. I mean, nothing that bothers me. It's fine. I don't know. It's same. Same just, old stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
So when they change your team, like, are any of the people the same?
Or is it like a whole new team? So like I'm taking my team to be under new people or a new person.
Okay. So you're just moving with your team.
Yes.
Okay.
So I have a different boss. And now I'm part of a larger team. But yeah. Like my team is still kind of separate, but like I don't know. It's like it's really stupid and uninteresting.
Okay, so we'll just skip that.
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely not worth discussing.
Because my question was going to be, if they changed your team, like change your team around, do you just move if you're getting a new team, or do they like kick your whole team out and then bring a new team to you? But apparently that doesn't apply.
No, yeah, situation. It's not. Yeah, it's not like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, damn. I am now part of a new team, but I still have my same old team under me.
Okay, but you have like a new team above you.
Yeah, or adjacent.
Okay. So you got you guys are like the West Coast Avengers, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. It's just like an alternate team.
Okay.
It does very similar things.
Yeah. But they're just like not quite as popular and name recognizable yet.
Yeah, no one cares quite as much. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just like, hey, we're the West Coast Avengers. Oh.
Yeah, no one. Yeah. I mean, whatever. So. Yeah. Like, that's about it. Yeah.
This might be too nerdy, but I once was like, oh my God, I found like a back issue of the West Coast Avengers. Like, this is when I first was really getting into comics. And yeah. I was like, oh, this will be great. Like, Hawkeye's in it. And it's like, only Hawkeye is the only person that you know in there.
Oh, really?
And then it's like Wonder Man, who's like a movie star and superhero for some reason.
Oh,
and then like they try to throw in these other people, and you're like, what the fuck is this?
I don't know anything about the West Coast Avengers.
They're just Avengers on the West Coast.
Oh, but the Avengers... I don't... Why do they have to... Why is there a different group?
Why does there need to be...
You're telling me the Avengers can't get over to the West Coast in a pretty short amount of time?
I mean, they can, but they're just like, hey, we gotta...
I smell a shitty marketing ploy.
Let's see. Hang on. Fictional team biography. The team is founded by the Avenger Hawkeye in response to a suggestion by an android and fellow Avenger, the Vision, who at the time wished to expand Avengers' influence. Hawkeye recruits Mockingbird, Wonder Man, Tigra, and Iron Man, with the last actually being Jim Rhodes as opposed to Tony Stark. That was the other thing. Yeah, you're like, oh my God, Iron Man's in it. And then Iron Man takes his helmet off and he's a black dude. And you're like, wait a minute. That's not Tony Stark. Together, the team defeat a petty criminal called the Blank. And later, the Avengers foe, Graviton.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it goes on.
Yeah.
On.
How long did that last?
Let's see. Publication history... West Coast Avengers first appear in a four-issue limited series, published in 1984.
Mm.
This was followed by a 102-issue series of the same name that ran from October 1985 to January 1994.
Wow. That's 9 years. Longer than I figured.
Yeah.
Although comics usually do go longer than they should.
Yeah. Yeah. So it... Basically, it ran from when it was first created. It was 10 years.
Wow,
just about a little bit shy of 10 years, but
yeah, I can't believe no one's thought of doing a movie.
Yeah, West Coast Avengers.
Yeah, I have a feeling it would not do all that well. Or definitely not as good as the real Avengers.
You want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
There is a team that appeared in the West Coast Avengers Volume 2, issue number 46, and then made appearances in other issues and cameo. It is called the Great Lakes Avengers.
No way.
Yeah. They did
the Great Lakes Avengers.
It doesn't look like they ever actually had a series.
Are there any names? Is there like?
Hang on, I'm getting there. Let's see.
Professor Eerie.
Members, the founders, Mr. Immortal.
Oh.
I can't even fucking say it. Dinosaur. But
how is this spelled?
Dina, D I N A H. And then her second name is Soar, S-O-A-R.
Oh, that's really lame.
Yeah. Then we have, don't worry, I think they died in the first episode, or in the first issue of GLA number one. Then there's Big Bertha.
Big, okay. Is she a fat black lady?
Hang on. Big Bertha. Survey says.
Fat black lady from Milwaukee.
No, fat white lady.
Okay.
What is her superpower?
Eating.
Power and abilities. Big Bertha has the ability to make herself superhumanly strong and durable to the point of being bulletproof by becoming extraordinarily obese.
No way. Wow.
She can
talk about some good Midwest stereotypes.
She can also leap great distances and purge most fat from her body through vomiting to take on a slimmer appearance.
All right, this was not sanctioned by Marvel, was
no, it?
It
is. It's published by Marvel.
It is?
Yeah. They appeared in West Coast Avengers Volume 2, issue number 46. And then they went on to do other stuff. Like, I think there was a one-shot with them and stuff. Let's see. Yeah, they have popped up in certain big events.
The Great Lakes Avengers.
Yeah, the Great Lakes Avengers.
That's awful.
Okay, hang on. Let me find the next one. Another one, Flatman.
They were going to make it a woman, but they didn't want to offend anyone.
Here's one I like. Doorman.
Doorman?
Doorman, yes.
Does he just work at a building and opens the door?
Well, I don't know. Let me tell you his powers. Doorman is capable of teleporting someone anywhere, but with a limitation. Whenever the next sentence is that, I'm sure it's going to be good. But with the limitation that it has to be in the next room. And
that's terrible. Wait, he can teleport anyone anywhere, but it has to be in the next room?
It has to be in the next room.
I can practically do that. That's not impressive.
And with his own body serving as a portal of sorts. I don't know what that means, of sorts. Quick, guys.
Climb
inside my anus. His mutant ability operates by tapping into the dark force dimension.
Ooh.
He also has had the ability to levitate. See, originally his all-black appearance was a costume of apparently conventional material with stark white eyepieces in the mask's contrast. However, since becoming Oblivion Servant, his body seems to be an assumed shape rather than a simple costume, and he can transform it at will. So basically, he's just an all-white figure with white eyes. There are, colors too expensive. We gotta make a guy that's all black. What's his ability? He can transport people into the next room.
That is so lame.
They must have been created as a goof.
It doesn't have to be.
Let's see. Mr. Immortal's power is true immortality, which means that he cannot be permanently killed by any means. Once he reaches the point of death, he regenerates from any and all injuries, often returning to life almost immediately. When non-fatally injured, he heals at a normal human rate. However, those injuries will rapidly heal the next time he dies. This ability seems to be subconscious, since he has tried to commit suicide on numerous occasions, only to walk away unscathed afterwards. He has recovered from being shot, suffocated, stabbed, drowned, crushed, starved, dehydrated, exploded, poisoned, decapitated, irradiated, and incinerated.
Wow.
Decapitated,
that's pretty impressive.
Upon reviving, he is often extremely enraged due to the pain of death. His body will never rot or age. While most mutant powers manifest at adolescent, this ability did not become apparent until he attempted suicide. He regained consciousness minutes after, only to find that he was fully healed and still alive.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, that's honestly more backstory than I was expecting.
Yeah. Trainers, real quick. We have Hawkeye and Mockingbird. Other recruits. Squirrel Girl. Monkey Joe.
Monkey Joe?
Please just be a monkey. Please just be a monkey. No, Monkey Joe is apparently like Squirrel Girl's sidekick. Grasshopper. Oh, here's a good one.
Asian? Is he Asian?
No. You know what? I think all these ones. Oh no, he's an actual guy. It doesn't show him though. I don't see a picture of him. So Monkey Joe is like a squirrel, apparently. That is Squirrel Girl's sidekick. There's Tippy Toe.
Tippy Toe. I like that.
Tippy Toe. Tippy Toe.
Yeah. The warning.
Apparently, Wade Wilson, also known as Deadpool, was a member briefly. Mm. And Gravity.
Gravity. Okay.
A lot of grasshoppers, too. A lot of people named Grasshopper.
Well.
Some or none of them may have been Asian.
I like the idea that they would be, you know, little Mr. Miyagi callback kind of, you know.
Yeah. Do you think they named Tippy Toe for the Seinfeld reference?
I would love to think so. I bet not, but yeah. That would be great. I actually suggested using that the other night as a like
as a safe word.
Yeah, and it got shot down.
You were like, if I'm too rough with you, just scream Tippy Toe.
Yeah, it was something like that. But yeah,
did you go with Lemon Tree instead? Just start singing Lemon Tree.
Lemon Tree. No, that didn't work either. No. Okay.
Did you actually cut? Was it actually a safe word, or was it just?
No, it was what were we trying to? It was something to warn, like, if someone was going to be around or something.
Okay.
To like stop talking about something. So I suggested Tippy Toe, and she said no.
She was like, "Nope, that's not happening."
Right. So whatever. Whatever. I can deal.
Cool.
Yeah. Good story.
Yeah, it was a real good story.
Yeah, I know. I'm really proud of that one.
Speaking of stories, let me tell you about my day yesterday morning.
Yeah.
I've sent you some pictures.
I saw a picture.
I thought I sent you two. Where to begin? All right, so we've talked about my house.
Yeah.
My new crib. My new spot, as the homosexual gentleman at work refers it.
Oh.
Because apparently, like, crib has been replaced by spot. And you're
according
supposed
to who?
Him.
I don't know if he knows what he's talking about.
I'm not sure. I hadn't heard that. But he said it's the trendy thing to say now is spot.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's true. I'm just going based off of what he said. But anyway, my spot. So I think I talked about maybe on the last episode we're getting the floors redone upstairs.
Mm.
Hardwood floors that they started to do but never finished. And we were like, let's just do it before we move furniture in because that would make the most sense.
Yeah.
So we got that and the stairs refinished. And got a well-recommended individual to do it. Looks like he's done a great job. I can only see the stairs right now because I can't go up the stairs to see the second floor.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But I saw, like, the first coat that they did on the second floor last night. Looks good. Anyway.
Good coat.
Yeah, good coat. Good coat. Bushy coat.
Ooh.
Bushy coat.
Nice.
So they were supposed to come yesterday morning. Is when they 7:30 is when they were supposed to be here. So get up earlier than normal because I'm like, I gotta be ready got to be showered before they get here. So I'm making coffee. Go to dump the old coffee grounds out. Trash is full.
Mm.
You know, to the point where the lid doesn't close right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Who's stuffing the extra stuff in there?
I don't want to name any names.
Oh, okay. Well, I know. I get suspects.
I think it was somebody not on this podcast.
All right.
Yeah. But I don't know. It might have been me. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but we're going to say it was...
you know who it was.
Anyway. So I'm like, okay, fuck it. While the coffee's brewing, I'll take out the trash. So I bag up the trash. I got a pizza box in my hand, too. I go out the back door.
And put your dick in it.
Hey, Ani. She's like, tippy toe.
Tippy toe. Stop that.
I just love the idea of me in the kitchen with a pizza box around my dick and my wife just going, tippy toe.
Tippy toe. And then you're like, if you had taken this out, this wouldn't have happened.
Oh. If you didn't stuff the trash, we wouldn't be in this good. We wouldn't be in this problem. Anyway, so I go take the trash out the back door, open up the back door. We have one of those. I don't know if there's a different word for it, but it's like a screen door, but the heavier, more solid screen doors, you know what I mean? Not like the one that Kramer had in Anytown, USA.
Like a heavier screen door.
Yeah. Like more modern.
You mean like they're like more there's more metal?
There's a lot more metal to them, like glass all the way up. Like that kind of... Okay. I don't know what else you call it, but I would assume you just call it a screen door. But not like the flimsy ones... Where you, like, go to open it and half of it bends one way and then the other
has
to come inside the house.
Okay.
Yeah. So, heavier screen door. Step right foot out. Holding trash in one hand, pizza box in the other. Propping it up with my elbow. I guess I misjudge the amount of time that it takes for that door to close. Because as I'm then stepping with my left foot and I let go, the lower corner of the door... gashes my ankle. So at that point I'm like, fuck, and I drop the trash just on the deck, and I'm like, I'm in extreme pain, and I come back inside the house and I'm swearing, and I'm like, oh my god, I think I'm gonna need stitches, because I just like look down and I see it, and the only thing my eye goes to is the fact that there's a very small chunk missing out of my ankle.
Right. Was it still on the door? Was there any part of you on the door?
You know, I didn't look. There could be a dried bit right now. I didn't look.
That'd be awesome.
So that happens, and I drop the trash, and my wife comes over, and she's like, what's wrong? I'm like, fucking door, cut my leg open. I'm real dramatic about it.
Yeah.
So I grab a paper towel, I'm trying to apply pressure to it, and I do the smart thing that I was taught to as a child, and I wash it out, which only makes it hurt more.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It sucks.
So I'm like, this hurts so much. So I'm trying to get the bleeding to stop. Keep in mind, new house, we don't have everything from the old house over yet. That includes bandages.
Yeah, I realized actually last night I don't have any of those either.
Yeah, you should invest in some bandages.
Yeah, I know. I got no bandages, no medical tape, no gauze.
Because you never know when a metal door is going to strike. Now, you don't have any metal doors, but the wood ones are shifty too.
I mean, something else could happen to me. You know?
Yeah. You could cut your finger open cooking.
Yeah. It's been done.
Yeah. You could slice the tip of your finger off like my grandmother did.
Nice. I cut a good portion through of my thumb. Like halfway through the nail. And like around, like, and halfway around my thumb. It was pretty annoying. Yeah, it wasn't good. But it was my first night working at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wrapped it up with gauze and masking tape. And then just put a glove on, and I just kept going.
Trooper. Trooper, then.
Yeah, I totally screwed up the nerves, but I I probably should have gotten stitches, but whatever.
Yeah. So I'm looking at it, and I'm like, maybe I need stitches. I don't know. The first part looks really bad. It's bleeding. We don't have any bandages. So, but while I'm like in the bathroom cleaning it, my phone rings. My wife recognizes the number, picks it up. Floor guys. He somehow thought we were in a different town, and as of 7:30, when they were supposed to show up, he was an hour away.
Oh boy.
He like went into Pittsburgh. Okay. Whatever.
Was he is he from Latrobe too?
No.
Oh, that'd be great if he left the town that he was supposed to be in.
No. No, he lives closer to Latrobe, but like partway between Latrobe and Pittsburgh, I think.
Okay.
I don't want to say halfway, but like closer to this side. Anyway. So I'm holding paper towels onto my leg. That's bleeding still.
Yeah.
And still in a lot of pain. I pop in a leave, hoping that'll help. And then Rachel gives me a hair tie. So I fashion a bandage out of paper towels and a single hair tie on my leg. And I'm like, there's no way that this is going to work. So then I go and I pull on black, like, high socks for work.
Nice.
And then I put on a pair of mandals.
And you have mandals?
Yeah. Well, they're like not the leather mandals, more like the knockoff Tevas. You remember Tevas?
What's a Teva? No, I don't.
You don't remember a Teva? Well, it's like it's like the Velcro strap sandals.
Oh, okay. All right.
They're really big in the 90s.
Yeah. You know what? I think we might have talked about them once.
Anyway, so I put on.
Didn't your whole family have them?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're weirdos.
At that point, the leave is kicking in. The bleeding's kind of stopped. I got it bandaged up. We're just waiting for the floor guys. And I'm just kind of limping around the kitchen, putting dishes away and whatever. And I was like, fuck, you know what? I just left the trash literally on the deck. Like, I just fucking dropped it and yelled. And I was like, I should actually, like, put the trash away. Okay. So, when the trash thing happened, there was a ladder to the right of the handle of the door. Leaning against the wall, against a closet that where we are currently keeping the trash bags.
Okay.
So, my wife knows that I didn't replace the trash bag, so she moves the ladder to the other side, blocking the handle of the back door. Gets a trash bag, replaces it, doesn't move the ladder back. So I go and move the ladder back to the other side in front of the closet and then go and turn to open the door.
Yeah.
That is when the ladder falls and hits me in the forehead.
Yes.
I just sent you a picture of the nice bump that I got from it. Although it was worse when it first happened. Like, that thing swelled up in a second. And it was like somebody shoved half a tangerine under my fucking skin in my forehead.
That's awesome. Why does your hair look like it's about to take off from your head?
Oh, because I had an ice pack pressed against it.
Oh, okay. It looks like some, like, furry spaceship.
I immediately, like, went in and grabbed an ice pack and was like, oh, fuck. So, I cut my ankle open. The floor guys were late, and I got a nice big bump on my head, and my hair is trying to leave my body.
Yeah, mine too.
So, no, yours is succeeding. Yeah. So, then I was like, all right. The rest of the day will be fine. And then I get to work, and somebody says the phrase, when was your last tetanus shot? And
I went, yeah.
Oh, fuck. And they're like, you don't want to fuck around with that. And I'm like, it'll be fine. Don't worry about it. I'm sure it was within 5 years. And then I was like, maybe it's not in 5 years. And then they were like, oh, well, I looked it up and it's 10 years. And then I was like,
yeah, it's every 10 years.
I was like, I think it was within 10 years. And then I'm sitting at my desk going, I don't know if it was 10 years.
Still supposed to get one when anytime something like that happens. So.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if it was 7 years or 10 years or 13 years. That's the time frame that I have. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll go get it. So I go over to like the MedExpress Center, the little clinic.
Yeah.
And I go to get the tetanus shot, and they check me in, and then the nurse talks to me. And she's like, what brings you in today? And I'm like, well, I cut my leg open this morning on a screen door. And I don't remember when I got my last tetanus shot, so I wanted to get a tetanus shot. And she goes, okay, you don't remember when the last one was. And I go, no, it was either 7. And then she cuts me off and goes, well, if it was 7, you're fine. And I was like, did you not hear the either part? Because there's another part to the sentence where I say...
I didn't hear no ands or plus.
It was either 7 or 13 years ago, so I just want to get one. She was like, oh, okay. So yeah. She has me like pull down my sock and take off the bandage, and she looks at it, and she's like, all right, I think it's going to be okay. I just wanted to see if we should put you in the laceration room.
Laceration room. It's like a fucking horror movie.
It's like, you have rooms for that? So she goes,
Eli Roth's next movie, The Laceration Room.
Laceration Room 3. Not as good as 1, but still better than 2. Still good. It's just a room of screen doors. Yeah.
That is weird. They have a separate room for that, though. The laceration room.
Well, you know what I think it is? I think it's it looked like, first of all, it looked like it was bigger, which I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But I was like, oh, I got
it. Was padded.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I got the queen suite. But the table seemed different, too. Like, I think that the table that you sit on was a little bit different. And I don't know if that had something to do with, like, it being the laceration room. Like, Melwok, I think you can, like, adjust the height of the table a little bit depending on what's going on with your laceration. So, anyway.
Oh, excuse me, my laceration's on, like, dick.
So, the, all right, flip over and stick your dick through the hole. What?
Have you seen those videos?
Yes.
Okay, that might be another story for another day.
So the... I mean, I haven't seen them. I've seen the thumbnails of them, but...
Oh, I watched one.
Okay. So anyway, So she goes, we're not going to put you in the laceration room. And then all of a sudden she goes, you know what? We're going to put you in the laceration room. And I was like... Why? And she's like, whoa. Just to be safe.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Okay, I don't know what that means. Well, because here's what happens when we get... I guess, here's my other guess, is the laceration room is just the one that's stocked with things to, like, deal with lacerations. Like, I'm assuming that's where all the stitches and shit are.
Okay.
So anyway, so she takes me back to the laceration room, and she goes, okay, go ahead and have a seat in here. Go ahead and take your sock and shoe off. And I was like, okay, is there anything else I should take off? And she goes, no, there's no hole in this table. And I went, damn it. So I'm just sitting there, and then she comes back in, and she removes the bandages, or she has me remove the bandages.
Removes the pants.
And then she's putting gloves on, and she's mixing some kind of concoction, and then she cleans the wound, which fucking sucked.
I'm sure it did.
And then she's like, let me know if I'm hurting you. And I'm like, it's okay. It stings a little bit, but it's good. It's
yeah,
good.
I mean, like, what are you going to do, complain like a little bitch?
All right. So meanwhile, I never mentioned the bump on my head.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, they're either going to ask about it or they're not. And I just want to see what happens.
Yeah.
So, because I called my mom while I'm finally driving to work, and I was like, what are the symptoms of a concussion again? And she was like, I think, like, your pupils are, like, more dilated, or one's more dilated than the other. You throw up. You don't remember things. I don't know. There's probably some other
stuff. Really, like, the same. It's, like, the same symptoms of a hangover.
I know. I was like, I did drink a little bit last night. Not a lot, but, like, am I just, like, a little bit hungover or, like, a little bit dehydrated?
Mm.
So I just said, ah, screw it. Anyway, so I'm, I take care of, so they clean it, and then the doctor comes in, and he looks at it. Oh, no, first, she looks at it in the front room, and then she takes me back to the laceration room, and she looks at it, and, like, seeing it in better light, she's like, oh, you really did a number on that, didn't you? And I was like, yes, I did. I did.
Lights in the laceration room?
I guess so. Maybe that's another thing in the laceration room.
Maybe, yeah.
Episode 588, the laceration room.
Why do they even have the other room?
I don't know.
Like, clearly the laceration room's better.
Yeah. Why? Like, do you just not have enough space? Why not be, like, a small laceration room? What about, like, the paper cut room? Can't that be a room?
God.
So, the, where was I in this fucking story? So the doctor comes in. He's like, how's it going? I was like, well, you know, been better, been worse. He's like, so I heard about what happened. I'm guessing it wasn't a new screen door. And I was like, I mean, I don't know. We just bought the house. Let me put it this way. It seems like it's from this decade, but not from this year.
Yeah.
He's like, okay. And then he's like, do you have, oh, she's already given me the shot at this point, too, by the way. The shot that she didn't initially want to give me.
Yeah.
And
it just by the way you were talking, it sounded like he was, like, being hesitant, too.
No, he wasn't hesitant about that. So he was like, so I told him that I was like, it doesn't seem that new. And he was like, okay. He goes, do you have any allergies to antibiotics? No. He goes, okay. Well, I'm going to give you a prescription for an antibiotic. If it looks infected, like, in the next day or so, start taking the antibiotics.
Okay.
Just to be sure. And he goes, so let's take a look at it. But by infected, I mean, like, redness around it. If anything coming out of it that doesn't look like it should be coming out of it. And I was like, I don't know exactly
like
what that
means.
Like a dick? Yeah. I go back and they're like, yeah, welcome to Med Express. What can I help you with? I'm like, yeah, I have a dick growing out of my head.
There's a penis coming out of my cut.
It's a giant penis. And it's not white either. It's not. So I'm really concerned. So he's like, and I'm like, pus? And he's like, yeah, like pus. It's like, okay. So he's like, let's see. Yeah, you know what? It looks bad, but not deep enough that you would need stitches or anything.
Yeah.
And he's like, so we cleaned it. She gave you a tetanus shot already, right? And I said, yeah. And I said, like, I brought it up to him again because I was like, maybe I'm wrong in this thinking. I want to check it with an actual doctor and not the nurse.
Right.
And I was like, you know, not that nurses are bad people, but I was just like, let me check with the doctor and be like, I was like, it was either 7 years ago or 13 years ago. And I figured I should just play it safe. And he's like, yeah, best to do that. And I was like, okay, good. Because I can get lockjaw, and I have a podcast that of quite a handful of people listen to.
Yeah, right? The only, the only person that would be happy about you getting lockjaw is your wife.
Yeah, like, you know, if I don't do a show,
it's like six to seven people that are going to be upset.
A dozen people will suffer. Did you say dozens? No, I said a dozen. There will be a dozen people upset by this.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, best be honest. And he's like, do you have any other questions for me? And I want to be like, can you just quickly check me for a concussion?
Did you really?
No. I thought about it, but then I was thinking that I would have to go to another room, and they'd be like, all right, let's take you to the concussion room.
Yeah, the concussion room, or the, yeah.
And I just didn't want to deal with that.
At that point, it's just never going to end.
So I was like, okay, that's fine. He's like, all right, I'm going to have nurse come back in, wrap it up, and I'll have everything for you outside. I was like, okay, cool. So she comes in, and she's like, he wants us to do a pressure wrap. And I was like, all right. And she goes, do you ever have one of those before? And I was like, once in Bangkok, but I think it's a different thing.
Yeah. I think we're talking about two different things.
Yeah, I think it's something else. So she, like, puts gauze on there. And I forgot to take a picture for you, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But she, like, wraps – she puts gauze down, then puts a whole bunch of, like, gauze bandage around it. And at first she was like, I'm just going to tape it and not put the ACE bandage because I don't think we need to do all that. And then she goes, she goes, you know, I'm going to put the ACE bandage on. And I was like, what the fuck, lady?
Wow.
First you don't want to take me to the laceration room, then you do?
Yeah, she can't decide what the fuck she wants.
Yeah. So anyway, she does this whole wrap. It looks like I have fucking gout with how big this fucking bandage is. So she goes, okay.
Well, you look like Spider?
Yeah. She was like, all right, well, go ahead and put your shoe on. And she leaves the room, and I was like, I don't know if I can get my shoe on. Like, I did, but the thing was real tight.
Yeah.
So I go back to work, and, like, I was kind of walking okay before with just Band-Aids on it. But with this fucking thing, I was, like, limping around like Spider. And I was just like, Jesus. But by the end of the day, I was in so much fucking pain. I was like, I gotta get this fucking thing off, I think. But I didn't want to risk it because I was like, maybe I'm in pain because there's, like, dicks or something coming out of the womb.
Yeah, you never know. With pus.
Yeah. So I was like, first of all, dicks, what have you been fucking while you're attached to my ankle that you're getting pus out of you? But, like, I have to do something. So I come home, and my wife's like, do you want to see the upstairs? And I go, let me take this thing off first, because it's excruciating. As soon as I took it off, I felt a lot better.
Nice.
But at the end of the day, I was like, I just want to take it off, and I just ripped it off instead of being like, let me take a picture for Greg first.
So, Keith, it's okay.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. So that was my Monday. So I got a wound, and it's doing all right. If you want an update like Colleen did, it's doing okay. Most of it is scabbed up. A little portion of the upper part where it was deepest still seems to be not quite sealed over.
Yeah.
So, but I've had a bandage on it, like, all day.
So you gotta let that breathe.
I gotta let it breathe, but I can't just let it breathe with, like, my socks on, you know? You know, I'm wearing socks to work, and, you know, I can't do it, but I'm off tomorrow, so I'm just gonna let it breathe.
Oh, you can breathe all day.
Yeah, I'm just gonna let it breathe.
Nice.
So, anyway.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm surviving. I'm surviving.
You're a survivor?
Yeah.
You gonna keep on surviving?
Yeah, I'm surviving. So a bump on my head is still there, and now my arm hurts too from where they gave me the shot, but I'm hanging in there.
Oh.
Kurt?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Dex?
Do you have a pen to keep score? Or something to keep score on?
Yeah, I can keep score on my computer.
Okay, alright. I don't know why, I just like pens. I'm sorry, that was weird. Anyway. I just like pens. Do you wanna introduce the game?
Yeah. So, well, all right, wait. Hold on. Do you want to discuss we'll cut this out, discuss the rules real quick?
Okay, yeah.
All right, so I've got 10 taglines, and for each one I've got 3 options.
That's what I got.
Obviously, as we said, if you get it right off the bat, you get 2 points. If you need to do multiple choice, you get one.
Yeah.
Do we want to do all 10 for each? Or do you think that's too long? Or do you want to pick our best five?
I was thinking, do you want to just do five and then save the other five? Well, okay. here's my other question. Do we, like, for the in order to get 2 points, where if you just guess it right off the bat.
Yeah.
Do we want to just, you can guess it, and that doesn't, like, count against you or getting it wrong? You just make a guess?
Oh, okay. So you're saying, like, if I give you a tagline and you give me an answer and it's wrong, can you still go and do the multiple choice?
Then I just automatically do the multiple choice.
Yeah, that's – okay, that's fine. Yeah, because if you get – yeah. Because
I have a feeling that,
there's going to be more conversation if we talk about the options.
Yeah, but if you just make, like, a guess, then there's also some room for some comedy.
Yeah,
if I say, agree. Like, big things come in small packages, you can make a joke off of that.
Right. I also made sure I got the – for all the options and everything, I got – I grabbed the years and the actual taglines for them.
Oh, I didn't do that.
So, yeah. So if at any point, if you want to ask me what the actual tagline is for one of these wonderful films – I have it, so.
Okay.
What was I going to say? So I've got 10. One of them, to be honest, is kind of a joke. We could even just do it separately.
Okay.
Do
you want to do it as, like, an example?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay. All right. So, I'll do, like, an intro here.
Okay.
So, we came up with a game. As we like to do once in a while, this one, did we come up with a name for it?
I don't remember it. We did a version of this game a long time ago, and it was like Nazis and Taglines or something was the episode title.
Yeah. So,
but it
all
was,
right. So,
it's a little bit different. Cause I think only I was asking, or no, I think you were asking me the tagline. I don't think we did the back and forth in that one.
Okay, so this is how the game's going to go. Me and Keith have come up with a number of taglines for movies and, you know, actual taglines that were with these movies. So we're going to give the tagline. The other person is going to try and name the film that went with that tagline. If they can't get it by just the tagline, we're going to give multiple choice. So we'll get 2 points if we get it right off the bat, 1 point if you get it from a multiple choice option. We're going to do an example here.
Well, and no matter what, you get to guess after the tagline. So you can make a guess after we read the tagline. If you don't get it, then it automatically goes to multiple choice.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So you want my
yeah, what's your example?
This is my example. This is kind of a joke, so the others will not be like this. The tagline is, "Did someone call for backup?"
Oh. Okay, so my guess is going to be Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
No, you're wrong. The options are Ace Ventura, Crack Detective.
Okay.
Beverly Hills, 90210, or The Booby Guard.
I'm going to say Ace Ventura?
Ace Ventura, Crack Detective.
Right.
Ding, ding, ding. That does not count. And the other ones are actual Hollywood films. Don't worry.
How did you find that one? Did you search, like, porn taglines?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, All right, I'll go with my first one.
Well, hang on. We didn't explain what's at stake here either.
Oh, right.
Because there's a wager that comes with this.
Yes, there is. Yeah.
The winner receives a vinyl record. People are saying, what the fuck is that? But whatever. Fuck you. Vinyl album purchased by the loser.
Mm-hmm.
Up to $25 retail value.
MSRP.
Yeah. Did you pick an album that you were playing for, sir?
You know.
You didn't, did you?
I didn't. I was trying to think of it today, and I did not come up with one. Give me till the end of the game.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm gonna check in with you in the middle of the game to see if you got one.
Okay.
Do you want to know what I am playing for?
Yes, I do.
It is Run the Jewels.
Oh.
Run the Jewels colored vinyl, which is on Amazon for $22.95.
Wait, so is the first Run the Jewels?
Yeah, that's the black one, right?
The black one, yeah.
If I was following the numbering correctly.
Yes.
What's Meow the Jewels?
It's instead of like music, there's cat sounds apparently.
That sounds awesome.
I haven't actually heard it. That might be something that we need to check out. But
we may have to pull that up on YouTube. But yeah, it'll be the first Run the Jewels, the colored vinyl though.
Yes, that's the one I got. It's I think it's purple.
This one is yellow, it looks like.
Well, maybe. Oh no, I'm thinking of my I'm thinking of Only Built for Cuban Links. Yeah, it is. It's I think it's yellow.
Okay. All right, so you got your first one?
I do. Let's see. First one.
The tagline is
get ready for rush hour.
Ooh. Speed.
Damn. That's good.
Is that it?
It is.
You're right. Jimmy.
Oh man. Okay.
I almost
not very hard.
I almost said rush hour. And then I was like, wait.
Well, that was one of the options.
what were your multiple choice?
It was Rush Hour, Speed, and Bad Boys 2.
Oh. If yeah. I hadn't said Speed, I might have considered going Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2 apparently did not have a tagline, which...
No, did you try to find it?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, no, nothing.
All right. Here's my first one. The tagline is... Shut up. Don't count the odds, count the bodies.
Don't count the odds, count the bodies. I'm going to have to go with the multiple choice.
You don't want to take a guess? Get a free guess.
I don't know. Rounders.
Rounders? Does anyone fucking die in that?
I don't even think they do, no.
Okay, your options are Die Hard 2.
Mm-hmm.
Young Guns or John Wick.
Oh. Oh man. I'm just gonna say John Wick.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Young Guns,
fuck.
Emilio Estevez.
Damn it. Alright. Keith 2, Greg 0. The tagline is... Every dream has a price.
Every dream has a price?
Yes.
What dreams may come?
No. Your options are Fatal Attraction, Wall Street, or Boiler Room.
Ooh. I'm going to say Wall Street.
You are correct, sir.
Really? Okay. All right.
Man. 2 for 2.
Let's see. Here's my next one. I can't even do it now. The tagline is...
you gotta get like really into the microphone.
The tagline is... A vagina. No, the tagline is, the fate of a nation rests on the courage of one man.
Oh my god, oof. That's so familiar. I don't know. Clear and present danger.
Multiple choice. Escape from New York.
Mm-hmm.
Air Force One. Olympus Has Fallen.
It's not Air Force One. I'm going to have to say Olympus Has Fallen.
It was Air Force One.
Fuck no, there's no way. Really?
Yeah.
God damn it.
I know, that fucked with you. Damn. I thought you might know that one because of Harrison Ford.
I know. I think everyone just assumes the tagline of that movie is "Get off my plane."
I think you're right.
Like, seriously. Man. Okay. All right. Next. The tagline is, no one gets away clean.
Oh, fuck. No one gets away clean. That is so familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Air Force One.
No. Here are your options. Traffic, Road to Perdition, No Country for Old Men.
I gotta go No Country for Old Men.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect. You are going to hate me. This is really difficult. The answer is Traffic. No Country for Old Men's tagline is, there are no clean getaways.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
It was very close.
All right, here's my next one. The Secret of Life. I'm sorry. Let me start over. The tagline is The Secret of Life. The Secret's in the Sauce.
The Secret of Life? The Secret's in the Sauce?
The Secret of Life, question mark. The Secret's in the Sauce. It's as if two people are having a conversation. And one says, what's the secret of life? And the second person says, the secret's in the sauce.
I literally have no idea.
All right.
Like, not even kind of. I think the secret's in the sauce. I just think of Goodfellas with the sauce. What's my multiple choice?
I almost made Goodfellas an option on here, thinking that that would actually do it for you. But I was like, I don't know. There's no way he would believe that that's actually the tagline.
No.
Okay, Mystic Pizza. Ratatouille, fried green tomatoes.
I guess I gotta go with Mystic Pizza.
That is incorrect. It is Fried Green Tomatoes. maybe we should do more than 10.
All right. Next. The tagline is, who will survive and what will be left of them?
Who will survive and what will be left of them?
Yep.
Terminator Salvation. And the answer is nothing.
No. Here are your multiple choice answers. The options are Saw, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, or Hostel.
See, obvious answer would be Saw because it cuts off his foot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You are correct, sir.
Really?
Yep.
That was a complete guess. I really thought with your reference to Eli Roth beforehand it was gonna be.
Oh. Yeah, no, I know. I was thinking of that now.
All right, my next one.
The tagline is, they're young, they're in love, and they kill people.
Oh. Natural Born Killers.
No. Now, this is interesting, because your multiple choice are Bonnie and Clyde, Desperado, yeah. Natural Born Killers.
Yeah.
But you've already ruled out Natural Born
Killers. All right, yeah. That sounds... Bonnie and Clyde.
That is correct, sir.
Oh, wow. I got one?
Yeah, you're on the board.
Hey, yay. Pretty good. Was that our fifth? Oh shit. One or is that four?
That's four.
That's four.
We can do more than five. One. It's actually not going taking as long as I thought it would. If we want to do one or two more.
Yeah. Okay. You want to do?
Want to do seven? Best of seven.
Okay. Yeah. Best of seven. Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta really step it up right now. Oh, I kind of thought about my vinyl here.
Okay, you got something?
I would kind of like Asia by Steely Dan.
Okay.
Now brand new, it's $30. But I think there's some used ones for less than that.
Okay.
So. Like, yeah, there's a few that are like $15.
Okay. I'll try and order a used one on Amazon.
Yeah. That'd be fine.
Okay.
Okay. Not that I'm going to win this. okay.
I mean, look, let's be honest. The speed one really helped me out.
I know. All right.
I pulled that one completely out of my ass.
I should have not done that one. The tagline is, believe your eyes.
Believe your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Inception.
No.
Okay.
Your options are Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Okay.
The Abyss. Or Sphere.
Ooh. See, okay, now here's the thing. We've talked about Sphere so many times before.
I know.
But I'm assuming that's a red herring. So I'm going to say The Abyss.
You cock, yes.
Okay. I so badly want it to be Sphere, though.
No. Sphere's tagline is 1,000 feet below the beneath the sea.
Oh, that's right.
The blackest holes are in the mind.
Are they talking about Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Hang on. Okay. Yeah, we'll go with this one. Some people. I'm sorry.
The tagline is.
I just keep trying to get closer and closer.
The tagline is.
Some people can never believe in themselves until someone believes in them.
Finding Forrester.
No. That's a good guess, though.
The options are.
The Blind Side. Good Will Hunting. Dead Poets Society.
Oh, Jesus.
Talk it out.
I'm between Dead Poets Society and Good Will Hunting.
Okay.
I'm going to go with... I feel like Dead Poets Society should have something a little bit more... I don't know. Let's go with Good Will Hunting.
That is correct.
Oh, finally.
I'm going to put this fucking burger on layaway, along with my Boston accent, that I'll never get back.
Yes. All right. Is this six?
Is that, hang on, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the sixth round.
Okay. I mean, well, I guess technically if I got, yeah, I guess if I got the next two right and you didn't get anything.
You could come back.
It's still possible. All right. We're getting down to some of the maybe more obscure ones for me.
Okay.
The tagline is three friends, one passion, no limits.
Ooh. Three friends, one passion, no limits.
Mm-hmm.
Vertical limit.
No, but these movies that I'm about to give you are just as bad.
Okay.
The options are Coyote Ugly.
Oh, okay.
The Skulls.
Okay.
Or Blue Crush.
All right, I think there was more than three friends in Coyote Ugly. But I don't know. I don't think I ever actually watched the movie.
I don't think I ever actually watched it.
I just feel like there's a whole bunch of chicks on the poster, though.
Yeah. Like
okay, so I'm going to rule out Coyote Ugly. The Skulls? I think that's about, like, a secret society where they rape kids or something.
I don't think there was any rapes in it. I saw it in the theater. I actually think I still have my ticket stub.
Okay, I'm sure you do. I'm going to say Blue Crush, then.
Ah, you got it.
Okay. What is the tagline to The Skulls?
Getting in is easy. Getting out is a killer.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty.
What's the one for Coyote Ugly?
The Party Never Ends.
Yeah, that's lame.
Yeah, I know.
All right, my sixth one.
The tagline is... Some things in life just can't be explained.
Oh.
S-
Some things in life just can't be explained.
They're inexplainable or inexplicable.
I know, I get the word. could I have the country of origin?
America.
Great. Thank you for narrowing it down. Some things can't be explained.
Los Estados Unidos.
Hold on. Pan's Labyrinth.
No. Here are your options.
The options are
Big Fish, Phenomenon, Serendipity.
Phenomenon.
That is correct.
I can't catch up to you now, but that's all right.
Do you want to? Okay, let's see. Hang on. What's the score now?
It's 6-3. Six to three. You know, if I got the next one straight up, I could make it somewhat respectable.
Okay.
So that's okay. Let's each do one more.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. My last is the tagline is, "This summer, terror won't be taking a vacation."
What the fuck does that mean?
It's a terrible tagline, is what it is.
This summer, terror won't be taking a vacation?
Yes.
Jaws the Revenge.
That's not a bad guess. The options are Halloween H2O, Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter, or A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Warrior.
Okay. See, I would assume that Halloween H2O would come out. Well, here's the thing. I would assume all of these movies would come out around Halloween.
You would think so, yeah.
Except for maybe Friday the 13th. Because that may come out on a Friday that's the 13th. So that's going to be my guess. Friday the 13th, the whatever.
Oof, it is not, sir. It's Halloween H2O.
Really?
Yes.
Did that one not take place at Halloween?
I don't really remember. I just remember it was awful. And who was the? Oh, there was a rapper in it.
Ice Cube.
No, it was not Ice Cube.
Ice T.
Hold on.
Ice Tray.
No. Hold on. Halloween H2O. It had. Hold on. It's a fucking cast.
What was it?
LL Cool J was in it.
Oh, was he? Okay, what was the tagline?
The tagline?
Yeah, for Halloween H2O. Sorry. Friday the 13th.
This is the one you'll be dying for.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
And the Nightmare on Elm Street one?
This one. Oh, you know what? I think I got the wrong tagline as the. It wasn't that, obviously, but it was. You know what? I have the tagline from the first one.
Okay.
Which is. Yeah, never mind.
Okay.
I screwed up there.
That's fine. All right.
Okay. So my last effort at dignity.
All right.
Not winning, but dignity.
6-3 is where we're at.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I'm gonna go in the spirit of your last one.
Ooh.
The tagline is, "The gang's all here."
Oh. Is it, I wanted to say, like, Freddy versus Jason.
No, no, don't be quite misled by it. It's not a horror movie.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not.
Oh.
But if you hear the options, it's a similar idea.
Oh. Oh, okay. The gang's all here.
It's you know, I'll give you a little clue. It's sequels.
Oh god.
Just wait until you hear my options. Did I make mine too hard?
It was a pretty tough. I did tell you. I did say this morning. I was like, they gotta be tough. And then, so I mean, this is my
first
fault.
One. Get ready for Rush Hour.
I don't know, the Avengers.
No, not bad cast though. But your options are.
Your options are.
The gang's all here. Your options are American Reunion, Fast and Furious 6, or Lethal Weapon 4.
Oh, Jesus. Let's go American Reunion.
That is incorrect. It was Lethal Weapon 4.
Jesus. Why the gang's all here? Why? Because it's got Murtaugh, Riggs, and Joe Pesci?
And Rene Russo.
Oh, Rene Russo.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well.
Here, tell you what. If you get this one right off the bat, I'll give you 3 points and we'll tie it up.
Oh, that's crazy. All right, what is it?
All right.
The tagline is, enter the world.
Oh. Enter the world. Sounds very familiar. Should this be familiar?
You've seen the movie.
Enter at least the
once.
World.
I know you've seen the movie at least once. You might have seen it more than that, too, but I'm not sure.
You know what I want to say?
What do you want to say?
Baby's Day Out.
No. You're just crazy talking.
What is it?
Well, let me just give you the options anyway. The options are The Matrix, Inception, Avatar.
Oh. Matrix.
No, Avatar.
Fuck. I can't do this. I thought I would be better at this game.
Okay.
Like, I'm just not good at this game.
Well, we learned something new.
I like, didn't you think I would be better?
I did.
Like, I thought that I would be okay at this. I was like, oh, yeah, I can do that. And I'm just not good at it.
And you were like, yeah, they're tough. They're hard.
I know. And I was giving you fucking Rush, fucking Blue Crush. Speed. I mean, Jesus Christ.
What? Hang on. While I'm thinking of it.
The only one I really stumped you on was the one, it was like, almost like a technicality. I said, no one gets away clean, which is traffic, but No Country for Old Men is, there are no clean getaways. Yeah. That was like the one that like really like threw you, because
you lawyered like made me on that.
Yeah, because I made it like really tricky.
Your Honor, I got him on technicality. Throw the whole fucking thing out.
Yeah.
What did I want to look up? Oh, I want to see what the tagline to Speed 2 Cruise Control is.
Oh god. I'm gonna know it when you say it.
Okay. One tagline listed on or there's three listed on IMDb. One is in another language and then it's translated into 120 minutes of pure thrills.
Oh wow.
One just says from the director of Speed and Twister.
That's how you know it's good.
And then the last one is
Rush Hour hits with the water.
That might be the one I heard. Yep.
All right then.
Yeah, Well, all right, sir. I will be ordering you. Give me till my next payday.
Okay, I gotta give you my new address too. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I gotta want to celebrate, but I feel bad since you did so poorly.
Yeah. No. I know. It's okay. There's not much to be said.
I thought it would go better.
Yeah, I did too.
It almost works better than it didn't, though.
What? That it wasn't close, or?
Yeah, I mean, if it was a real close game, I think people would have kept listening. But by now, no one's gonna know the outcome.
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
All right. Well, if we do this again, which we won't, we'll. Next time you come up with the game.
Okay. I'll come up with something that I can actually compete in.
I was making mine hard, but also based on you going, yeah, they're pretty hard. Like, I went back and made changes.
Oh, did you? Oh, why did I say anything?
I mean, I don't know how it would have gone. But, yeah, there's one too that I had to skip that threw me off, because one of my options was No Country for Old Men, but then I was like, fuck, he knows the tagline to No
Country for Old Men.
And that was just an option, it wasn't the answer, but I was just like, oh, well, you know, that might be something he believes, like, might be an option, but then you're like, no, the tagline for No Country for Old Men is, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, if I already did the research on it.
Yeah. You went in depth.
Yeah. Oh, well. You know, it is what it is.
All right. Well, that'll, I think that wraps up the show then.
Yeah, there's a show. That's a show.
that's the show. For But You're Wrong, I'm Keith Bodaler.
I'm Greg Tinicola.
Remember, everyone, no regrets. And isn't there a tagline that's like, don't play if you can't win or something? Like, there's something out there.
There should be.
That's like a tagline or a commercial or just a line from a Star Wars movie. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, sure.
It's Obi-Wan. Isn't it Obi-Wan where he's saying never pick a battle unless you can win? Or somebody says that in Star Wars.
Right? I don't think Obi-Wan says that.
Somebody says that in a movie. That's like, never pick a battle unless you know you can win, and then they fight.
Good story.